Hi there. The word for you today is generosity pays off. In Luke 6, verse 38, we read, "The measure you use will be measured to you." Dr. William DeVries, the surgeon who pioneered the artificial heart, is the kind of doctor who shows up at the hospital on Sunday just to cheer up discouraged patients. He even changes dressings. And if a patient wants him to stick around and talk, he always does. His friends say he's like an old shoe who fits in wherever he goes. He wears cowboy boots with his surgical garb and repairs hearts to the music of Vivaldi. He's always got a smile lurking, says friend Dr. Robert Gooden, and he's always looking for a way to let it out. DeVries believes that, quote, arriving is not a place where others serve you, but where you get to serve them. Big difference, eh? Chuck Swindoll writes, and I quote, "We occupy common space, but we no longer have common interests. It's as if we're on an elevator with rules like no talking or smiling or eye contact allowed without written consent of the management. We're losing touch with one another. The motivation to help, to encourage, yes, to serve our fellow man is waning. Yet it's these things that form the essentials of a happy, fulfilled life. That's what Jesus meant when he said, the greatest among you will be your servant." Everything God gives you is first a gift to enjoy, and then, don't miss this, a seed to sow into the life of somebody else. Have you got a good education or leadership ability or more money than you need? Then you've got seeds. Come on, start sowing them. Read God's promises regarding generosity, and then start giving to others what He's given to you. Bottom line, that's the way to find happiness.